politics isn't the only arena where we've seen profound change. I mean, look at the media arena, the technological change, changes in media consumption, new ownership models. I'm wondering, with all the change you've seen over the last couple decades, is journalism as a profession stronger? Is it weaker? Is it somewhere in between?
I think the use of the media by the audience is as powerful and robust as it's ever been. I mean, I think people use the media more than they ever have. Now, they're using different kinds of things, and their mission in their exploration and use of the media is sometimes to, you know, reiterate their own opinions as opposed to find out the truth. What I think we're seeing is the media audience, the wider citizenry of the world, exploring communication platforms that didn't exist a quarter century ago and doing things that are really scary and also doing things that I think bring people together. And in some cases, the media, traditional media, is following that and modeling it and being a part of the future. And in some cases, the traditional media is really pushing back against some things that feel distorted, partisan. For instance, you know, is the media an enemy of society as we know it? These kinds of things that are very Nixonian, the media is pushing back, as of course they would. I think all that's very healthy.
Another intriguing aspect of your life, you have been a high-profile advocate of people who have disabilities. And one intriguing theme that I've been reading about that you've hit upon numerous times involves the connection between creativity and disability, finding ways to navigate a world that isn't always easy to navigate. Can you talk a little bit about that?
There's two points. I mean, one of the things you said a moment ago was that my career spans an enormous amount of change. I mean, that's been true for me personally. I mean, everything about the disability experience has changed from the moment of my accident 41 years ago, car accident. I'm a spinal cord injured individual who's used a wheelchair for 41 years. You know, some of it good, some of it bad, some of it frustrating, some of it very American, some of it global. I mean, you go to different countries around the world and you see different kinds of changes and different kinds of ways of dealing with disability that say things about how we embrace change in the world, how we do it in the United States, how other people do it, how maybe we do it well on some levels and how we don't do it terribly well on other levels. And we should look at some other models. In terms of creativity and disability pushback, it's been really amazing to me to see. And I remember when I first started traveling around the world as a correspondent, my chief worry was somehow that if I left the United States, I was going to be in a zone of, I don't know, restriction, that accessibility was non-existent everywhere but the United States. And what I discovered is it was complete opposite. In fact, my experience expecting things to sort of go wrong in the United States because of the limited accessibility of the U.S. totally prepared me for people in the developing world who live this every day. You know, people in Bangladesh, you know, they get up in the morning and they go, oh, what's not going to work today? You know, the water or the electricity. And, you know, that's kind of the way a person with a disability, you know, circa 1980 lives in America. Oh, what will I be messed up? What's going to screw me up today? Americans are terribly limited by their embrace of normal, that things have to go well in the United States. Why is this traffic jam messing me up? And what we're learning in the 21st century is that things don't go according to plan. That this idea of normal, this idea that everything is smooth, is a fringe experience. It's something only Americans are experiencing, maybe some Germans. The rest of the world is in a situation where they have to improvise. They have to, like, dance their way around circumstances. And sometimes they do it together, collectively. Sometimes they do it individually. As a disabled American, I have very strong powers of improvisation. And I can go into great unwelcome detail about what all that means regarding the way my, you know, body works, et cetera, but also just in terms of how I interact with the rest of the world.